Congress passed a law in 1965, which forever changed the face of America. The legislation, called the Open Immigration Law of 1965, had as its main sponsor the Jewish senator from New York, Jacob Javits. When the bill was passed, Jacob Javits announced with great glee, "Open the floodgates!" And truly, the flood of multiculturalism, multiracialism, and multicreedalism has overwhelmed us all. Go to any major city in the United States and you will find yourself asking, "Where am I? Am I in Bangladesh? Am I in Zimbabwe? Am I in Somalia? Surely I couldn't be in America." You see, when any senator pushes through a bill, he is always backed by millions of dollars by some special interest group. The special interest group that leads the charge of immigration's multiculturalism is the Jewish organization known as the Anti-Defamation League, in short, the ADL. The director of the ADL is a Jewish man named Abraham Foxman. Foxman often wears a yarmulke to show the organization's affiliation with Judaism. Through the ADL's early childhood education programs, two curricula in particular, a World of Difference program and the December Dilemma program, which has infiltrated our public schools and geared to annihilating the name of Christmas from the month of December, the ADL has succeeded by conquest through immigration in destroying white Christian culture in American life. As president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, we are engaged in restoring a Christian consciousness to our nation. We want to do this by bringing back Christian symbols to the public square in specific nativity scenes. We have a formidable task ahead of us, for towns fear the wrath of Jewish organizations like the ADL and the American Civil Liberties Union, which demand equal time for all the multi-creedal minorities that they brought to our shores since 1965. These two Jewish organizations, the ADL and the ACLU, keep on belching out their favorite slogan, separation of church and state, which originally was intended to prevent the state from interfering with the public expression of Christianity, which was the major predominant religion prior to the 1965 flood of multiculturalism. You see, in today's multicultural America, a multiplicity of minorities brings only one minority to the top who takes total control. And this Jewish minority, which represents only 2% of America's population, is now in charge. We can either have a Jewish America, which is now in place, or a Christian America, which we once had. My fellow Americans, believe me when I tell you, there is no in-between.